Sounds True presents Self-Esteem, Your Fundamental Power, Session 2, Developing Self-Esteem, with Carolyn Mace.
Now here's a question I've been asked 1,000 times. How do you develop your self-esteem? Well, the fact is you know how, whether or not you have courage to speak up, which is step one, is a whole different issue. So if I said, like I'm going to, let's talk about self-esteem and how to develop it. As I go through this, it's as important for me to point out and highlight as to tell you why you're afraid of crossing the bridge, because you already know your bridges. If I said, so like what boundary can you not maintain? Can you answer that? Can you identify a particular boundary of the self that you feel is continually violated because you're not able to look at someone and say, don't do that again? Or do you violate someone else's boundaries because what they do makes you so insecure that you have to chip away at their self-esteem in order to maintain an authority position over them? Okay, I've seen husbands do that to wives. I've seen wives do that to husbands. I've seen parents do that to children. And it's that whole ball game of keeping another person disempowered so that you can have the upper hand. When you ask, well, nobody tells us how to develop self-esteem. Yes, it's a cakewalk to know how to develop it. The journey is, do you want to? And can I ever make you want to? Is it possible to get somebody to the edge of the bridge and inspire them to walk over to the other side? I hope so. But the choice ultimately is yours. Why is this particular subject of self-esteem so personally important? I'll tell you, it comes from the sum of the parts of my work completely in this lifetime. Yeah. It does. If I had to say, where has all my work directed me? For all that I've learned about the human energy system and chakras and contracts and archetypes, all of which I just roll around in. I love that material. But you want to know something? The management of everything, the management of how open you are to your archetypal patterns, of whether or not you've got what it takes to say, all right, I really want to look at what goes on in my unconscious. What are the greatest contracts I have in my life, and do I have what it takes to follow through on them? How can I heal myself? What about my relationship to God? Do you understand how many lectures I've given? Have you any idea? If I told you over the 1,000 mark, I'm telling you, believe me. But I have to say that you could take the grayest days and the sun on equal footing if you had that sense of self that said, my love of myself, my respect for myself, my, here's a big word, trust of myself, that I know I can give my word and not deviate from it. I know someone can count on me if I say yes. I know what I'm made of. I've been with people who've said, no matter what happens on the outside world, I know I can make it. That level of self is so engaging. You want to be around somebody who has that kind of inner authority. Well, I know, in my opinion, that until self-esteem, high, healthy self-esteem becomes an epidemic, this world's in trouble. And people are in trouble. And relationships are in trouble because we will destroy others to compensate for our own fears. Whether we live with each other under the same roof, or how we raise our families, how we engage, whether or not we can speak honestly, whether or not you can do an honest confession, for God's sake. Whether or not you have the courage to look and introspect instead of point the finger and blame. whether or not you've got what it takes to listen to another person without putting up a battering ram and saying, oh, go on. Whether or not you can just look at another person and say, you know what? You need to take this job, not me, because you've got more skill than I do. I want the job. But the fact is, you're the one who's going to be great at it. I'll be good at it. You're going to be great at it. And that serves all of us. Do you understand what kind of self-esteem that takes? Because we're killers and we're predators. And that's what we pride ourselves on. And that's what's true. And the kind of self-esteem I'm talking about, and this is why it's so personally important, is high voltage spiritual self-esteem. Not the kind that says, be proud of the way you look and dress, and that's fine, that's important, cover that base, but you know what? You can cover that base in a New York second. Go take a shower, go to Chanel, walk out, go this, that, and you're done. Okay? And that basic level of life, survival, self-respect, social, tribal, group self-esteem, that's hard to live with, but you can make it. You got a lot of group support for living a life within the family where the family supports who you are. It's a whole nother thing to say, I gotta become strong enough. I have to become strong enough to request, pray for guidance and have the guts to listen to it. I gotta become strong enough to face my shadow. You want the first step of developing self-esteem? Tell me what your shadow looks like. In fact, better yet, tell yourself what your shadow looks like. Sit down and say, all right, I got to have the courage to look at what I don't want to see about myself. Because unless I start there, nothing's going to change. Absolutely nothing will change. It would be so much easier to say, well, here's the exercise. Sit down and close your eyes and meditate on what? What do you want to meditate on that'll actually develop your self-esteem? Nothing. What you want to do is take a good look and say, all right, here's the thing. I want to take one aspect of my shadow on one notch at a time. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to challenge my shadow one notch at a time. And I'm going to begin with describing, saying, admitting what's really true about my